It's time for Your Care, Our Mission with the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital, and we've got Miranda Anderson on the line. Hello, Miranda. How are you?
Hi, very good.
How was your summer? I know it's still kind of going on, and it's going to be warmer this week, but was it busy or anything like that?
Yes, very busy. It went too fast, that's for sure.
Summer tends to do that, so.
Yes.
You're here to talk about the Spravato Clinic. I hope I'm saying that right.
You said it perfectly.
Okay, what do we need to know about it?
So Spravato is a prescription medication that helps treat depression patients. It's something new that we are just now starting here at the Humboldt Hospital Mental Health and Wellness Clinic. If a patient is interested, it is something they could call and self-refer themselves to us, or their primary care physician could refer them to us. But they would have to come in first for an appointment and see either Nicole Lee or Dr. Ryan Lee, and then we would kind of go through the process with the patient, see if they would be a good candidate, and it would be like off of maybe what medications they've done in the past and if those haven't helped. Because Spravato can be used with some anti-depression medication, but it is like a nasal spray that they would do. They would come in and self-administer, but I would be there to walk them through the process.
Okay.
They have to be with us for 2 hours. I have to take vitals on the patient while they're there, but we have an awesome room that was set up, very relaxing, with like a couch you can lay on, a chair, blanket, sound machine, radio if you want to listen to music, snacks, things like that. But you basically will be in a calming state most of the time after taking the medication, so it's just time for you to relax and have good thoughts and have you time while you're there. So,
and you would be monitoring them to make sure there's no side effects or any kind of anything like that. Yep, exactly.
Yep, that's why we have to have you there for 2 hours. And also, you need a driver with this, since you get kind of in a sedative, like a calming state, more or less. We want you to have a driver there, but then also we want to know you're going to have someone that's going to pick you up. So we have like a signing sheet just for liability reasons, but you don't want to drive afterwards. And the patients I've done so far have all agreed they would not feel comfortable driving after, just because of how calm you are. Even in the pamphlet of Spravato, it basically has you like you feel like you're in a little bit of a drunken state. So your reactions would be a little bit slower. So they just recommend no driving afterwards for the rest of the day, and then no like making any big financial decisions and things like that. So
I'm guessing because this is so new, this is why you have to go through some of these, some of the protocols to make sure that everybody is going to be safe and everything.
Correct. Yep. Just your whole health history. You know, people with high blood pressure may not be the best candidate, or sleep apnea is another thing. So there's a lot of just things we want to make sure that you're safe and first. So.
And tell me, so if people have more questions about this, or maybe they want to find out more, talk to you a little about it a little more in depth, how do they get a hold of you to discuss it?
Yes, they can call directly to the mental health clinic. Our phone number is 515-332-7672. And we have like pamphlets on it. We made new patient packets. So it's got the information on the Spravato, kind of what we withhold for our patients and expect. And I'll be more than welcome to go talk to over the phone with the patient too. But I think the best thing is when you come in and do the consult, Nicole Lee or Ryan, we would kind of go through it all for the patient too and talk, you know, what they kind of would expect to happen or things like that. So
thank you, Miranda, for Your Care, Our Mission.
All right. Thank you.